It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you back once again here on CDO as we come to you live from Delaware Academy on the Hill in Delhi, New York, as it's high school football week two, our fourth game of the season, as it's the Delhi Bulldogs hosting the Unadilla Valley Storm. And again, my broadcast partner, want to welcome into the booth, Tim Cutting. Tim, great to have you along.
Hey, Nate. It's great to be here again. 2 weeks in a row we've been here on the Hill in Delhi, and I know last week we had a great finish. It ended up in overtime with the Delhi Bulldogs winning. It was a great start to their 2016 season. Let's see if they can get number two today.
Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Set to be a great game here today. Of course, we had a great one last night between Unitigo and Walton with the Spartans taking down the Warriors 28-12, and we were just joking in the booth. It's about 15 hours later, and we're right back at it, Tim.
Yeah, exactly. I was driving over here thinking, and I was like, oh, how long has it been since we've been on the air? And so I came in the booth, and I said, hey, Nate, have we been on the air like 15, 16
yeah.
hours ago? And that's exactly what it was. Well, great game, though. Great game.
Yes, last night was a great game. Just been taking questions ever since we got off the air about how Unitigo look, how Walton look. So you can tell that in the local area, people are really fired up for football season.
Yeah, they definitely are. And I'll tell you what, people that are going to see Unitigo are going to see a new total team because of the way they their formations and everything are not the spread out formations of old. They are tight. Their line splits are really close, and it's an interesting offense.
Well, I'm looking down the line a little bit here, but if things shake out the way that they could, you could see a great matchup between Unitigo, who we saw last night, and Delhi, mm-hmm. who we're seeing today down the road. That could be a huge division matchup in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. It just all depends on what happens here. You know, the Spartans took care of business last night, and now it's the Bulldogs' turn.
Well, this should be a good one. Delhi, of course, as we said, won in overtime last week, 20-14 right here at Dave Kelly Field against Oxford. Unadilla Valley comes in off a 54-30 loss to Seton Catholic at home in their home opener. But, Tim, we're watching them here in warm-ups. They're a big team. They have good numbers. And I know they didn't have their running back, Dante Dye, last week. He's going to be a factor today.
I'm sure he will be. You know, I mean, this is his first game. So,
yes.
You know, he's coming into this thinking, okay, it's my first game of the year. I'm going to come out here and show these people what I can do, and, you know, I bet he's in there telling Coach, I want the ball, get me the ball.
Should be a great matchup here today. The Bulldogs are in their home maroon uniforms with the white trim, and, of course, the traditional white helmet that we've seen for years and years for Delhi. On the other side for the Storm, they have the white tops, they have the purple pants and the purple helmet with the lightning bolt on the side representing the Storm. So set to be a good one, Tim. We have our coin flip, and we are almost ready for some Saturday afternoon football.
Yeah, I was just going to liken their uniforms, the UV Storm's uniforms, to Northwestern.
Yeah, very true.
Kind of look like Northwestern.
Now, this is a UV team that, you know, maybe isn't getting a lot of credit for a good season that they had last year. They went 5-4, ended on a three-game winning streak. Of course, we saw them late in the season when they defeated Unitigo in a three-overtime classic.
In the fog.
All their losses last year were to teams that made the playoffs. So this is a quality team. I know they lost some pieces, but
sure.
A team that could maybe make some noise.
Yeah, they definitely can. I mean, you know, like you said, they did lose some pieces, but you know what? That's what this small town football is about. You know, you do lose some kids, but you got the kids right behind them that have watched a couple of years and they're ready to go and they want to put the pads on and see what they can do.
The Storm are going to kick off, so Delhi will receive to start this one off, and the Bulldogs will go left to right on your radio dial as we are about to get Saturday football underway. Thanks for joining us on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. And here we go. The opening kick bounces back, and Delhi will field it back at their own 20. And this will be Gillespie going left to right. He cuts it back to the 25. He's tripped up there. Great tackle there by Caleb Simmons, who brought him down by the ankles.
Caleb Simmons was a real nice open field tackle. There was nobody within 5 to 10 yards of the runner. If he doesn't make that tackle, it's another 10, 15 yards up the field.
And so Delhi is going to start on their own 25 going left to right, and this is where we saw Ben Brannigan in this offense really take their time last week and do a great job, just cool, calm, and collected.
Yep, they didn't really take a lot of, you know, rush at any time, even when they possibly needed to. They just came out and did their business.
And here we go, a first and 10. First play of the afternoon here between Delhi and Unadilla Valley. Brannigan is under center here for the Bulldogs. Two running backs in the backfield in the I formation. One split out to the left, one to the right for the wide receiving corps. And they'll hand it right off to the workhorse, Eric Gullo, who's going to pick up about 3 or 4 yards here on first and 10.
Yeah, nice little play right there. You know, second back through, gets the ball. First back, lead blocker, made a nice block in the hole and got him those 3-4 yards. Yep.
Jim, I'm also interested to watch Delhi wide receiver Christian Aloisio. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had a touchdown last week. I say that because, boy, his name is tough, that last name. So we're going to get it right this week.
I'm going to say CA.
Well, he had a great week last week, a kid who's new to the Delhi school system here, and they're glad to have him as he caught the opening touchdown last week. Second and 6 here for the Bulldogs. They're marching towards their own 30. Another handoff to Gullo, and he is brought down in between the tackles there. Nice job by UV to crash in and make that tackle.
Yeah, number 63 from UV. Real nice play there. Stopped him with a short gain of about 1.
Mason Mikaluna, 6'2", 255, crashing the hole for the Storm.
There are some big boys across that front line for the UV Storm.
Certainly is. That brings up 3rd and 6 here for the Bulldogs on their opening drive. 10:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between the Bulldogs and the Storm here on Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. Let's see what the Bulldogs do. Looks like they're going to go to the air. Brannigan is flushed out of the pocket to his left. He's going to try to pick up the first down, and he's brought down here by the UV defense. Great play by Jared White. Otherwise, Brannigan may have gotten the edge and picked up that first down, but he stopped short.
Yeah, White doesn't make that tackle in the open field, and that's definitely a first down for the Bulldogs. So they're going to be short probably by 2 or 3 yards, and it'll bring up 4th and a decision for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, this is going to be the ball on the 32 for Delhi, their own 32, so a 4th and 2. 2 minutes into this contest here, and we'll see what they decide to do. Looks like they're going to punt to Dante Dye, that running back we talked about in our pregame show. He's standing back on his own 45 as Delhi will punt left to right. Here's the snap, and Brannigan is going to punt it away here for Delhi. A good kick sails over the head of Dye, takes a Delhi bounce, and will go all the way back down to about the 20, maybe the 19-yard line. So that is where UV is going to start. A great punt there by Brannigan.
Yes, it was. A nice little spiral action to it. It kind of looked like a pass instead of off of somebody's foot. But real nice flip of the field for the Bulldogs. And 1st and 10, first possession for the Storm will take place on their own 20-yard line.
9:41 to go first quarter. So Delhi goes 4 and out. And now UV will see them for the first time. Of course, losing Mason Fournette, who was their great quarterback last year. Brett Hanselmeyer was a 6'2", 6'3 wide receiver. He graduated as well, but some good weapons still on this team, and we'll see how Dante Dye runs the ball here today, here for UV. And we're underway here for the Storm on their first drive. Going to be a direct snap here, and they're going to run to the outside with Peyton Sterone, and he's dropped after he picks up about 2 yards.
Yeah, Peyton with a nice little run there, just a little bit of a quarterback keeper kind of thing, and he took it right up the right side and got a good positive gain there.
Sterone, the junior, 5'9", 155 pounds, wearing number 47 today here for the Storm. So 9:15 to go first quarter. They'll say he picked up 5, so a 2nd and 5 here for Unadilla Valley. They're on their own 25 as the purple and white go right to left on your radio dial. Here's Sterone under center. He's got Dye, who is going to go from right to left. Nate Kraft trying to get him in the backfield. Can't do it, but the rest of the Bulldogs are there to bring him down. Dye couldn't get to the edge. Maybe a gain of 1.
Yep, that was a real nice play. Dye, like you said, Dye did not make, or Dye got to the edge, but he was also being chased by Nate Kraft, who was a very big guy in himself. And he definitely made him change his route, and a good play by Kraft to make him push outside.
Kraft for Delhi, 6'4", 260, a force on either side of the ball here for the Bulldogs. 8:57 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between UV and Delhi. And another keeper here for Sterone. Nowhere to go. He's brought down by Kraft and a host of other Bulldogs there. So this will be a 3rd and 5 coming up for the Storm.
Yeah, it was a play. It looks like they're going to be just a tad bit short. It'll be 4th, we missed a down there.
Yeah, 4th and 2.
4th and 2, yep.
8.5 to go. here in this first quarter, and it looks like UV is going to take a timeout, so we'll take one as well. Fourth and two for UV when we come back. It's scoreless between the Storm and the Delhi Bulldogs with 8:30 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.
The doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney. Yes, the doors are always open. But wait, let's rephrase that. Doors to our vehicles are unlocked and available for you to open 24/7, 365. Every vehicle is also clearly marked in price, mileage, miles per gallon, features, and what we call seller's notes with monthly payments and warranty information. So while you consider a new-to-you car, truck, SUV, minivan, or crossover, remember the doors are always open at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we care about each and every customer each and every day.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
And welcome back, folks. 8.5 to go here in this first quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and UV as the Storm have traveled over the hill to play the Bulldogs here in week two of the season. Delhi comes in 1-0 and UV 0-1. So a fourth and two after the timeout for UV. Ball going right to left on the UV 28-yard line. Let's see if they can convert. Fourth and two, they'll hand one off here to Sterone. He's going to get to the edge and pick up the first down and a little more here for the Storm. 45-50 before he's knocked out of bounds and his helmet comes flying off as he runs out of bounds. Big hit there by Mike Scrambillo for Delhi and Boyd.
Absolutely a big hit. And I'll tell you, he has to come out of the game, I believe, for at least one play because his helmet came off. So nice first down or fourth down run to get a first down by the number 42.
Boy, he needed two, and he got 20. So all the way up to the big Bulldog logo at half field here at Dave Kelly Field. So UV moving the ball well here in the first quarter. So a great quarterback keeper there by Sterone. Boy, it looked like maybe they were going to be able to close out on the edge. But he turned down the jets when he got to the outside.
Planted his foot, made one little cut, and made it outside.
So here we go, first and 10. Direct snap once again. And UV going to the right side and brought down. So that was Mike Smith on the little keeper there, picking up a couple of yards on first and 10 for the Storm.
Yeah, Smith made a nice little cut in the hole there and gained another yard out of that. And I think he got four on the play.
So a nice run, 7:55 to go here in this first quarter, second and seven coming up for UV. We're scoreless between Delhi and UV, week two of the football season. Of course, Delhi defeating Oxford last week in overtime, UV falling to Seton Catholic at home during week one.
Nice to see Sterone going to his coach saying, get me back in there.
And here's the snap. And they're going to hand it off to Dye to the right side to the 45, breaks it free, reaching forward all the way up to the 40. Going to be very close to a first down here for the Storm. Great running there by Dante Dye.
Yeah, Dante Dye was going to his right and then just made a vertical cut right up, straight up the field and almost got the first down, but he is just a tad bit short, so I'm going to say third down in less than a yard.
Dante Dye just 5'5", 155 pounds, the junior, but
lightning quick.
Yeah, getting the job done there, a ton of speed. So a third and one with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter here for the Storm as they approach the line. Some good blocking to free Dye on that last play. So Dye is now split out to the right side here for UV. Third and one, quarterback keeper again here for Sterone. Gets to the edge, and he'll pick up the first down before he's knocked out of bounds by Gillespie of Delhi.
You know, one thing we kind of missed the opportunity to talk about, Nate, was, you know, they did lose last week, but they also scored 30 points. So,
yes.
You know, their offense is good, and like you said, Dye didn't play last week. So, you know, this is definitely going to be a really good test for the Storm.
Yeah, 30 points last week. Nothing to shake your head about there for the Storm. They're moving the ball well here on their first drive. First and 10 now as they're in Delhi territory. Going right to left, ball is on the 36-yard line. 6.5 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between UV and Delhi. They hand it off to Dye. We'll have a flag just as that play started to get going, and we'll see what the call is. Yeah, legal procedure against the UV Storm, so that'll back them up.
Yep, back them up. They had a nice little drive going on, so they're going back 5 yards, and it'll be first and 15.
So first and 15 with 6.5 to go. This is going to put them back at the 40-yard line, the Delhi 40-yard line. It's again Storm with the ball going right to left here in the first quarter of this scoreless contest. I want to thank everybody for joining us today on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. our web stream courtesy today of SFCU. And here's the snap. Again, die in motion. They'll hand it off. He goes right to left. Now bounces back to the right, but he meets a wall of maroon and white there. And he's brought down maybe a gain of one. This is going to bring up quite a long situation here on the next down for the Storm.
Yeah, Dive made a nice cut. The only thing I noticed right there is he's a little free with the ball, so that might be something we might want to keep an eye on. He's not really covering the ball up very well, especially going through the line and through the second level.
Second and 14 coming up here for the Storm. Ball at the 40-yard line as they are into Delhi territory. Clock continuing to move. 5:45 to go in this first frame as they get down to the line of scrimmage to set up here. Waiting for the snap. Die again in motion. And they're going to get it back to Sterone. He's going to throw. He's got a receiver, but just over the outstretched arms there of number 88, Nick Bonanno.
Yeah.
Boy, if he could have hauled that one in, he might have been off to the races.
Bonanno kind of looked both ways. I wasn't really sure what he did, but when he did it, he slowed down. And when he slowed down, he couldn't catch up with the ball that was thrown out there.
Just about a yard or two
yard
up
or two.
Over his outstretched fingertips there. But a nice run and a nice throw on the run, I should say, there by
Under
Sterone.
Under pressure.
Third and 14 coming up here for UV. Ball on the Delhi 40 as UV on their first drive going right to left in a scoreless contest between the Storm and the Bulldogs. Delhi trying to hold here on defense. The difference here on this drive has been the one long run there by Sterone, and now we're going to have a flag coming up against the Storm, a false start, and this is going to make a third and 14 even longer here, Tim.
Yeah, they're definitely going to have possible passing type situation or some type of gimmick play that they might have to try to get at least part of that back, to make it manageable.
And we'll see what head coach Ray Dayton maybe draws up on this one, as this is going to be third and 19 in a scoreless contest with 5.5 to go in this first quarter, and Delhi defense has to be licking their chops at an opportunity like this.
Yep, they definitely have done a good job, but they've been aided a little bit by the false starts of the Storm.
One wide receiver to the right, one to the left here for the Storm. They are backed up to the 45-yard line near midfield. And a direct snap, and Delhi chasing Sterone back into his own end of the field. Gullo was trying to get him down. Sterone to the outside, chucks one down the field, complete to Dive for a first down, out of bounds at the 20. And a play that was dead to rights ends up in a huge gain for UV.
Absolutely amazing effort by the quarterback and also the receiver, because the receiver saw his quarterback scrambling for his life. And when I say scrambling for his life, he was. And he made a good throw on the run, but the receiver came back to the ball short in the distance between him and the ball and made a nice catch and a first down.
Delhi had three defenders chasing Sterone about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Somehow he lofted that up there and connected with Dye. A great catch, too. So 5:17 to go, first quarter. First and 10 inside the red zone now for UV. Quarterback keeper for Sterone. He plows his way up the middle, but he's brought down after a gain of one. Kraft was right there to bring him down, as well as Nash Rooker for Delhi.
You kind of like to see a quarterback do what he just did. You don't as the coach, because you won't want to keep your kid in the game, but he actually finished off that run. He put his pads level to the tackler for Delhi and drove him backwards, and he ended up with another half a yard because of that.
They'll say it's officially a second and 9 here for UV. 4:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Delhi and Unadilla Valley. And Sterone under center now will hand off to Dye. He cuts back from right to left, gets down to the 15 to the 10 before Gullo brings it down, as well as the rest of the Bulldogs jumping on the gang tackle. But this is going to bring up third and short here, it looks like, for the Storm.
Third and about, I'm going to say a short three. And we'll see what they do on this play here.
Third and 3, but the ball on the 10-yard line, and Delhi wants to talk this over. So they'll take a timeout. The Storm knocking on the door here in this scoreless contest. 4:14 to go in this first quarter. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Acton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance, from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Acton, or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 4:14 to go here, first quarter. We're scoreless between UV and Delhi, but UV is on the Delhi 10-yard line. Bulldogs took a timeout, Tim, to talk things over.
Yeah, we're trying to decide what type of defense they're going to play on this. Are they going to, you know, punch everybody up and try to make sure they stop the first down, or are they going to play regular defense and worry about Dye and all the weapons that the UV Storm has?
So Delhi trying to plan something here on defense. It also gave UV a little bit more time to think about what they might want to run here on third and three at the 10-yard line. Sterone, quarterback keeper to the right side to the five, plowing his way forward. That's good for a first down. First and goal coming up here for UV, and Sterone, a heck of a runner there.
He is. He really is. It's kind of like a wildcat-type formation. He's about 2-3 yards off the ball, and he's in a shotgun kind of thing, and he just catches the ball, and he follows his blocker through the hole.
So here we go. Sterone, a quarterback keeper to the outside. Great tackle, though, by Delhi. That was Gillespie running out to the edge and hauling him down by the ankles.
Yeah, Gillespie was a tackle for a loss of about 2 yards, so it's going to bring up second down and goal from just outside the five.
So a second and goal, 3:40 to go here before the end of the first quarter. We're scoreless between UV and Delhi, but the Storm knocking on the door. It's going to be a second and goal. Ball is on the 5-yard line here. So UV trying to punch it in. Of course, we talked about earlier, they put up 30 points last week, so we know they're a strong offense. Here we go. Sterone in the shotgun. Man in motion. Dye is split out to the left. Sterone, the keeper, right up the gut. Touchdown for Unadilla Valley. Weaving his way through the traffic, and Unadilla Valley takes a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, call that number all day. 47, Mr. Sterone with a nice little 5-yard scamper into the end zone and 6 points for the Storm.
And so the Storm take the first lead of the game here on their first drive, a long, drawn-out drive, some good runs and a couple of long passes, too, so they found a variety of ways to get it done.
Absolutely, and the one long pass, I mean, that was third and an eternity.
Yeah, that was and, I mean, they made it even harder by running 10 yards in the wrong direction because of the Delhi pass rush. So 3:12 to go here, first quarter. UV takes a 6-0 lead. They're going to go for two after the Sterone touchdown. Ran in from about 5 yards out. Dye is in motion. They're going to give it to him. He cuts back and nowhere to go. Great tackle there for Delhi. Three guys breaking through the line, including Kraft, as well as Nash Rucker to bring him down. So a 6-0 lead for UV. 3:12 to go in the first quarter. It's UV 6, Delhi nothing. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A 6-0 lead on a Peyton Sterone 5-yard touchdown run gives UV the 6-0 lead. So Delhi is back deep to receive for their second trip with the ball here this afternoon. The UV defense held on the first possession for Delhi today. And we'll see what Ben Brannigan and the crew can do here on their second drive. Boy, Tim, the energy from this UV team, we were commenting as they came out of the locker room, yelling, chanting, screaming. They're fired up to be here today.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was, UV had turned into a military academy for a little bit there. You know, I mean, it was impressive.
We heard some hoorahs and a lot of military chants as they came out. But, hey, whatever you got to do to fire your team up. And so Delhi is going to receive this with Gillespie at his own 20, running left to right. Cuts back to the right side. Gillespie's got some room to the 40, 45, to the 50. Gillespie into UV territory, and the ball is out, but it looks like he was down by contact there, as he'll make it all the way up to the 40-yard line.
Every official pointing to the ground. So that is still Delhi ball. What a great return by Gillespie. He was running to his right and then all of a sudden saw the seam and hit it and made a nice positive gain into the Storm territory where they start their second possession of the day.
Just about a 43-yard return there for Sean Gillespie. Very impressive as he split and weaved his way through some traffic and broke a couple of tackles to keep that run going. And so great field position here for Delhi as they go left to right in the maroon and white uniforms. They will start in UV territory, ball on about the 42-yard line. Brannigan is under center, I formation, two wide receivers, one to the left, one to the right. Looks like they're going to throw. Going to loft one up to the right side, and this one is somehow caught and brought in, but he lost the ball. It's loose, and we'll see who picks it up here. UV has it, and it's going to be Unadilla Valley Storm ball on their own 5-yard line. As the receiver there for Delhi, Christian Aloisio, could not haul it. First, he made a great catch.
Sure
did. Shouldn't say couldn't haul it in, but then he lost it.
Yep. No, when they came down, both players, the defender and CA, went up and got the ball. CA won the battle for the ball, came down and started to run away, and the UV guy grabbed the ball and stripped it out.
It was Sterone on the defensive side of the ball there. It just went over his fingertips. Aloisio was there to bring it in, and then when he was falling down trying to regain his balance, it just popped free. And UV is going to get the ball back here. They'll start deep in their own end on the 6-yard line, going right to left. But whoa, what a play call there for Delhi to try to go for that, and it almost worked out.
Absolutely went up top right off the bat, and, you know, if he hadn't dropped it, they would have been down there with a first and goal.
So UV with the ball back. Dye is in motion, but Sterone with the quarterback keeper goes to the right side. Delhi trying to bring him down. He'll pick up 3 or 4 yards on that one. Sterone, some hard-nosed running there for UV.
Yeah, like I said, he's not a traditional quarterback kind of thing. He's not under center. He's not in the shotgun. It is like a wildcat. He is a running back. I mean, you can definitely see that's his trade. He is a running back. So
very similar to Fournette last year.
Yeah.
They did a lot of the same things, but I will say Sterone has a good arm. We've seen it when he needs to throw on the run.
Yeah.
Second and 4 for UV, 2:15 to go first quarter. UV leading Delhi on the road 6-0. Ball is on the 14-yard line, and a timeout is taken here by UV. So we'll step away for 30 seconds, 2:10 to go first quarter. UV 6, Delhi nothing. You're listening to live high school football this afternoon on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here this afternoon, live from Delaware Academy in Delhi, as it's a 6-0 lead for the visiting Unadilla Valley Storm. Week 2 of high school football season. Thanks for joining us on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, the famous Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios helping us out. Great day for football here. 2 weeks in a row we've been at Delhi, and we've had good weather both days. A little windy today. Thought maybe that would affect the passing game, but so far, not so much. Looks like UV on 2nd and 4. The direct snap to Dante Dye cuts back to the left side. First down and more, but the ball is on the ground, and it looks like UV is going to fall on it right at the 25. Boy, Delhi had a chance, but that was Gillespie. He could not pick it up in time.
Talked about it earlier in the quarter that he did a little loose with the ball, you know, and he did fumble it there, and he actually did fumble on the conversion run, and so that's 2 fumbles for him. Haven't cost him yet because of when he's done it, and that one there, his teammate got it for him. So
and they get about an extra 5 yards
first
as it went forward, and then they were able to recover. So that's going to be a 1st and 10 for UV as they go left to right. They're back in their own territory. Ball on the 25-yard line, clock continuing to move, down to 1:35 to go in the first quarter, and now another timeout is taken here by Unadilla Valley. So we'll step away for 30 seconds again, here live from Delaware Academy. It's UV 6, Delhi nothing, with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A 6-0 lead for UV over Delhi. I have a Sydney update for you. 14-0 for Sydney over Deposit. A Dawson Backus touchdown as well as a Nate Vibbard reception. They missed the extra point on the first touchdown, but then the two-point conversion was good. So Backus with the 5-yard run and a 32-yard TD pass to Nate Vibbard. So Sydney with a quick 14-0 lead on the road today at Deposit Hancock. That game's in Deposit.
Right, showing good diversity on the offense in their first couple of drives for the Warriors.
So the Warriors right there. A lot of people asked me if we were going to do that game there today, but they're at the new Deposit Field. They don't quite have the setup yet for radio there, but I'm assuming we're going to see some great games there in the future. Out of the timeout on 1st and 10, UV with a errant snap there, went way up in the air. They had to chase it into the backfield there a little bit, and that's going to cost them some major yardage, but they do recover the small fumble there, Tim.
Yeah, it was really quite a, almost looked like it was supposed to be a punt snap, but it was first down. So you wouldn't have been punting the ball, but now it's second down and 26 yards, and they're deep in their end zone.
Back at their own 6-yard line, so Delhi licking their chops here as they have UV pinned, and they're going to hand it off here. Little run for the Storm is going to get it back up to the 15-yard line. Nice run there, but still a long way to go here, as that was Simons running the ball for UV. Pickup of about 5 on the play.
Yeah, Simons with a nice little run right there. Now, one thing I did want to say, because you asked about, you mentioned something about the wind. They are playing into the wind right now, so if they do punt, that's going to could cause it to be a little bit shorter than normal as well.
30 seconds to go, first quarter. This is going to be a 3rd and 20 for UV. They're pinned deep in their own end as... Let's see if they'll get one more playoff here before the end of the first quarter. Looks like they will. Ball on their own 15-yard line as they go right to left. Again, a 3rd and 20. UV leading Delhi 6-0. Down to 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. And now we got a flag, and this is going to back up the Storm even more after the penalty. So a delay of game with 9 seconds left here in the first quarter. And boy, kind of the run that they had that got them away from the end zone, is this penalty is going to push them right back, Tim.
Well, and I do believe they were trying to see if they could get to the end of the quarter so they could flip the field and their punt would be into, or, you know, with the wind instead of into the wind.
So this is going to end the first quarter. They do get the playoff, though. Dye runs from his right to his left, and he'll get back up to about the 15-yard line. But 4th down coming up for Unadilla Valley, but that's going to be the end of the first quarter with the score. UV 6 and Delhi nothing. A great first quarter here from Delaware Academy. We'll be right back with the second quarter coming up on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO as we start the second quarter. 6-0 lead on the road here today so far, Tim, for Unadilla Valley over Delhi. UV with a 4th and 25, the ball on their own 15-yard line. We have flipped ends of the field, so UV is going to get the punt with the wind, so that could help this punt, as this will be Sean Gillespie standing at about midfield here, waiting for the punt for Delhi.
I want to give credit to the chain crew, because all the teams and everybody had walked down the other end of the field, and the officials were over here in the middle, and they all walked down together, and nobody went over, marked where the ball was.
Right.
And they stayed right there. They didn't move. So that was a nice job by them. They waited till the officials told them to come over and move, and that's where we are right now.
You know, that's a volunteer position, and those guys should get more credit for what they do. It's a big part of the game.
So we'll give them a little air time.
UV is going to punt this one. It goes high up in the air, and we'll take a Delhi bounce to about the 42-yard line here. So great field position for the Bulldogs. They go right to left now in the maroon and white, and they automatically will start here in UV territory.
Yep. Punt was a little bit off the side of the foot and not quite get it all, and the flight came up a little bit short.
So on the last Delhi possession, they had a great run back, and they started in good field position. On first and 10, they went for a long throw that was actually caught and then fumbled. So we'll see if, maybe there's some more tricks in the playbook here for Mike Tracy and his Delhi Bulldog team.
Well, we saw, yes, our last week was AC. You know, he likes to throw the ball up to him and let him go get it. He's got good hops and he's got great hands.
Christian Aloisio, new to the Delhi school system from Florida this year. They really love what he brings to the wide receiver position. They'll hand it off to Gullo on first and 10. Maybe a gain of one as he really hit the pile hard, but nowhere to go. Purple and white were right there to bring him down.
Yeah, that was all purple and white and Mr. Gullo, so that's why there was no gain on the play.
Cameron Ferguson leading the charge there for the Storm. So we're just starting the second quarter here, folks. 11.5 minutes to go before the half. UV leading Delhi 6-0. Ben Brannigan, the quarterback here for Delhi, was a great wide receiver last year when they had Connor Giaffe at the QB position, and he's done a very good job. We saw last week, I thought he just managed the team, a great leader here for Delhi.
Yep, took his time, managed the game, did a really nice job, and they came out with a victory.
Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. They'll pitch it here to Gullo. Gets to the edges at the 40, to the 35, out of bounds, and we're going to get a horse collar tackle at the end of the play there as Gullo was ripped out of bounds.
Yep, and that's the first time I've ever seen that get thrown. It wasn't the yellow hanky, it was the beanbag. I know they do that for the out of bounds, you know, to mark where they're out of bounds, but I've never seen no flag. That was kind of funny.
Couldn't find it in his pocket,
I guess he had a little trouble with that.
So that is going to bring some extra yardage to this and is going to mark Delhi all the way down to the 21-yard line. So, boy, that's a nice additional pickup there on the horse collar tackle on that play there. So the clock is at 10:58 to go, second quarter, and this is the deepest that Delhi has been into UV territory today as they go right to left. Brannigan under center. He pitches to Gullo to the left side. Nice cutback to the 20-yard line, dragging some tacklers forward to about the 18. So a good change of direction, picks up 3 on the play.
And I want to give props to the defensive end for the Storm because he turned that play back inside. There just was no help there. He did his job. He didn't let him get outside like he did on the last play. So nice job.
Second and 7 coming up here for the Bulldogs. They are inside the red zone. And Brannigan in the huddle again. Delhi very content to take their time. And in the last couple of years, we talked about it last week, they had switched to kind of this hurry-up, run-and-gun offense, but now right back to the old traditional way of doing things.
Yeah, head-on-head and playing football.
So Brannigan is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the right. Aloisio is to the left, but instead they'll hand off to Gullo. He tried to go up the middle and tripped up right at the line of scrimmage and maybe a gain of 2 on the play.
Yeah, real nice play there by number 56 of the Unadilla Valley Storms. So,
Matt Turner,
real nice play right there.
So a 3rd and 7 now for Delhi. And this is a tough field position, I guess, on a 3rd and 7, because if you do come up a little short, what do you do in this type of situation, Tim?
I think it's a 2-down territory, Nate. I mean, if you punt it, what are you going to gain? You know, so I think you got to try to, you know, put it down there in the air. Maybe it gets picked off and you get good in our position, you know, down about 5 or whatever, but it also could end up being a first down.
Brannigan under center. They'll stick to the running game, and they drive it forward there with Mike Scaramballo, and he's going to pick up, just about 3 yards on the play, so it's going to be 4th and short, Tim.
Yeah, Scaramballo, that was his first run that I recall today, and he did a nice job, finished it off, and went forward and got a couple extra yards there.
4th and 3. Ball is on the 19-yard line here as Delhi is in UV territory here. Clock runs down to 9 minutes to go before the halftime break. So Delhi in a position here where they're going to go for it on 4th and 3 inside the red zone. Looks like they're going to have two wide receivers split out to the right, and we'll see what they do here. 4th and 3, waiting for the snap, and everybody jumped a little early here. Flag on the play. This one, I believe, is going to go against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, false start against the Bulldogs. It's going to push them back 5 more. So the play that they just basically gained, they're going to lose again.
So a 4th and 8 with 8:41 to go here in this second quarter. A 6-0 lead for UV. The difference so far today is a Peyton Sterone 5-yard TD run for UV. So here we go, 4th and 8. Brannigan gets the play from the sideline, and the ball moves back to about the 19-yard line as Delhi goes right to left. Brannigan talking to both of his running backs here. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left, going right to left here on this 4th and 8. All comes down to this. They're going to throw over the middle, and the pass is incomplete, but a flag on the play. And I believe we might have pass interference here. Let's see, Tim.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be the call. Looked like the referee saw hands on the receiver that made him alter the not be able to catch the ball.
So there's two of them that are out there, so two officials saw it.
Boy, that's tough if you're the Storm, because you make a nice stop there. And, boy, that's a tough pill to swallow, because this is going to give Delhi a whole new set of downs to work with here close to the goal line.
We'll see what happens when they mark this up. Not sure if that is going to be first or not.
So we'll see. They're going to move it up to close. I thought perhaps it was going to be just far enough.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's going to be first and goal to go.
Yeah.
About the 9-yard line.
So right at the spot of the foul was just about where the marker is, So that's going to make it first and 10 on the 10 here for Delhi. And here we go. With 8:15 to go in this first quarter, snap to Brannigan, drops back in the pocket to pass, throws it out for Gullo, and just off his fingertips and down to the turf. Incomplete.
Yeah, nice little design play there. They had their quarterback rolled over to his right a little bit and then just threw back across his body to the screen play for Gullo, and Gullo just dropped the ball.
Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDL. Thanks for joining us on a nice afternoon here in week 2 of local high school football. Also, thanks for joining us on CDOsports.com. We have our game audio archive there. You can go back, listen to these games anytime, courtesy of SFCU. Just click on the link. We have all our football games, soccer, basketball from the last couple of years on there. We'll have this game on there later today, so you can listen back anytime you want on demand for free. 2nd and 10 here for UV. They're going to hand it off to Gully. Finds a seam. He's to the 5, driving his way forward inside the 5 to about the 4 before he's brought down by the Storm defense. So it's going to be a 3rd and about 4 to go here as they're knocking on the end zone door.
Yep, they're definitely down in that territory where, you know, if you have a kicker, you know, it might be just an extra point, but it'll get you 3. If you don't have a kicker, you're probably looking at 2 downs here.
So the clock running, 7:45 to go, second quarter. It's UV 6, Delhi nothing. 3rd and 4 here for the Bulldogs. And we haven't seen a kicker, really, besides extra points here for Delhi, so it'll be interesting to see what they might do if they do come up with a 4th down situation. They're going to keep it with Brannigan. A great pitch out to Gullo, but he's got nowhere to go, and it's going to be 4th and short. Maybe a pickup of 1 on the play here, Tim.
Yeah, that was a really nice play by the defense on UV. They did not let the option play go outside of them, and they turned it back inside, and there was help that time. So now we have a timeout by the Bulldogs to see what they're going to do on 4th and goal to go.
4th and 4, they'll talk it over. It's UV 6, Delhi nothing, 7:13 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 7:13 to go in the second quarter. 6-0 lead for UV over Delhi, but a 4th and 4 for the Bulldogs. The ball is on the 4-yard line here, Tim. So an interesting situation. That's why Delhi took the timeout.
Yeah, they have they had to take time out there to discuss what they want to do, make sure they know what their assignments are, especially the linemen, because we're seeing a lot of pressure from the UV storm line. Just want to make sure they know who they're supposed to block on this play.
Fourth and four. Comes down to this. Pretty much need to score here on this play. And they're going to throw one up over the middle. It's batted down. And on fourth and four, they can't come up with it as they were trying to go to the tight end there, Tyler Dibble, and he couldn't haul it in.
He couldn't haul it in, but number 29 playing safety, Robert Sponable, made a really nice play on the ball and knocked it out of his hands. So good play.
Great play there. I like the play call.
Mm-hmm.
Try to throw it up to the big man and let him come down with it, but just some good defense there by UV, really batting that down.
And we saw them do that successfully last week a couple of times, you know, just a little pop pass to the tight end, and, you know, it was good for five or six. So it was a good play call for that situation on the field.
Still a 14-0 lead for Sydney on the road at Deposit Hancock, so we'll keep you updated on that game as well, and we'll see if we can get you a score from BG and Harpersville Afton today as well. So UV is going to take over in their own end zone pretty much, and boy, right on the goal line there, being brought down was Caleb Simons, and UV has to be careful here playing right on their own goal line going left to right.
They sure do, and the pitch was backwards to the sweep runner, and he got it back outside the goal line, because if he gets back inside the zone, it's a safety.
Clock is running, 6:45 to go before the halftime break. Second and 10 for UV after they stopped Delhi on a fourth and goal. So they have the ball about their own, maybe one, maybe 2 yard line here.
Two. They're definitely backed up here.
So a second and 12 after a loss of two on that first down run. See if they can get some real estate to work with. They get it to Dye. He's in the end zone. I don't think he's going to get out of there. And he is brought down. We'll see. Yes, a safety here for Delhi. Great play there by Nate Kraft breaking through.
They tried to run the safety sweep to the left side that time, and I think Dye cut back against the grain, and when he did, he cut right back into all the defense. So
really nowhere to go, and that front line for Delhi getting the job done. Hey, 2 points is 2 points.
Yes, take the points when you can. This is a football game, right?
Yeah, it looks like a soccer score at the moment.
Well, baseball.
6:17 to go here in the second quarter. It's UV 6, Delhi 2. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sickens deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, Nate Lull. Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. After the safety, it is UV 6, Delhi 2. Tim is going to have another out-of-town score here for us.
Actually, it's 22-7 at halftime. Harpersville Afton over BG.
Wow, 22-7 the score there. Harpersville Afton just loaded up with talent again this year. And they're off to a 1-0 start hosting the Bobcats today. So we'll keep an eye on that game as well as the Sydney and Deposit Hancock game, which is still 14-0 there for the Warriors. So 6:17 to go, second quarter, and a 6-2 score. Good boot here by UV, and this one's going to roll all the way back into their end zone, luckily for them, because that thing looked like it was going to stop right on the goal line. And so Delhi is going to start at their own 20. So because of the safety, they punt there. Great punt by guess who? Sterone.
And with the wind. It was definitely with the wind, and it was a booming kick, and it went a long ways, and the Delhi receiver did a nice job making sure it went into the end zone before he touched it, and once that happened, touchback.
The Delhi fan section here has some flags up today, and those are pretty much straight out at the far end of the field, so you can really tell which way the wind is going.
Blowing right back at the school.
So 6:08 to go before the halftime break. It's 6-2. Like you said, Tim, a baseball score here today so far. So a first and 10 for Delhi. The maroon and white going right to left. They're going to start on their own 20. And Brannigan is under center, waiting for the snap. He's got Gullo in the backfield. They'll hand off, and running forward for about 2 yards right there. So that'll bring up a second and eight. Scarambolo making the run there. Didn't see him run at all last week. That's about his third carry today.
Yeah, and you know what? You got to show that fullback a little love every now and then. You know,
yeah.
He's out there busting his butt, lead blacking and stuff. You know, you got to give him the rock every now and then.
5:40 to go here in this second quarter. 6-2 UV on top of Delhi. Second and seven coming up. Well, it just shows you got some more options besides Gullo and Gillespie.
Yeah.
So here we go. On this second and seven, as they go right to left, they'll hand it off to Gullo. Cuts back to the right side. He's got some running room up to the 30-yard line. Going to be very close to a first down. Good running there by the 5'10", 145-pound Gullo.
Looks to me like he would have got it. They're spotting it on the other side of the 30, so it is first down for Delhi.
First down, and that clock continues to move here, first and 10. And the clock up to up to the 30-yard line as that clock continues to move. And the sun has kind of come out here. It's a beautiful afternoon with the hills over by SUNY Delhi. Looking very nice across the way here. Just a great setting for high school football. If you've never been, it's worth the trip over. They'll hand off to Gullo. Here he cuts to the edge on the outside left wing side to the 35 before he's brought down on the first and 10. Picks up about 5.
Yeah, real nice little gain right there. And he actually made two different cuts. He cut to his right and then back to his left to get that 5 yards. So nice little run.
Clock continuing to move here. So if you're Delhi, you'd like to get some more points before the half.
Mm-hmm.
Not give UV another chance. It's going to take some clock management here as that thing continues to roll down to 4.5 minutes to go before halftime break. It's UV 6, Delhi 2 after a safety.
You definitely do want to get points here because they get the ball back at the start of the second half.
So here is Brannigan. Delhi going right to left. They are at their own 34-yard line. They hand off to Gullo. He cuts out to the right side. He's up to the 40 and maybe another pickup of just about 5 yards. That should be enough for a first down for Delhi.
Yep, another good little run right there. A little counter action, step to the left, hand him off to the right, and nice little pull by the offensive lineman and cleared the way, and good block out on the edge, on the wide out, by the wide out.
Gullo won one of our awards last week in that contest. I believe it was our all-purpose award brought to you by Acco Brands of Sydney. He had a great game against Oxford just a week ago. Clock continuing to move. First and 10 here for Delhi as they near midfield going right to left, ball on the 42. It's UV leading Delhi 6-2 here at Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. Brannigan under center. Another run to Gullo. This time cuts back to the left side. Goes up the middle. 45 and just about to the 47-yard line here. And the big Bulldog logo at midfield.
Yeah, he's still fighting for whatever he could get until you always have to tell the kids, play to the whistle, and that's exactly what both teams are doing right now. Gullo's coming to the sideline right now, though. We'll see what happened there.
Needs a little break here, I'm sure, after three or four hard runs in a row. Second and 5 as Delhi is just about at midfield, but that clock continuing to move, Tim, down to 3:10 to go before the halftime break.
And Delhi has one timeout left, and UV has used all theirs, so there are no timeouts for the Storm.
So time management is going to be key here for the Bulldogs as they are about 50 yards away from pay dirt at midfield. Brannigan's going to go to the air, rolls out to his right. He's at the 45 to the 50, throws back across. He was trying to find Dibble, who got tripped up, and a late flag on the play. Let's see what it is.
I'm guessing it's an illegal forward pass because I think he was past the line of scrimmage when he threw the ball.
So that is going to back Delhi up. Got to give some credit to Brannigan trying to make a play there, but I think he probably should have just tucked it and run because he already had a couple of yards under his belt.
Yeah, he definitely did, and I think he probably would have been able to get to the first down sticks, but, you know, he's a young kid, tried to make a play and just threw it a little late.
That stops the clock with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. It's going to back Delhi up as they trail Unadilla Valley at home here 6-2. The offense has moved the ball well. They just haven't been able to cash in. They had that fourth and about 3 down on the goal line and couldn't convert. So it was a great job to get the safety, though.
But it was. And like I said, it stopped them there, but it also backed up the Storm, and they were able to get the safety on the Storm.
So this is going to be a 3rd and 10. Brannigan drops back to pass, going to the air, but he is sacked in the backfield, cruising through there. A great, great play by Unadilla Valley, crashing on that far side. Wow, nice job by the Storm to break through, and, Brannigan just had nowhere to go.
They sent the outside backer, and the outside backer met number 11 in the backfield, and nice sack.
Yeah, that was a great play there, and that is going to bring up 4th and 20. And, boy, that was a big one. Matt Turner breaking through.
Matt Turner.
And 6 foot tall, 210 pounds, and Brannigan got all of that. Fourth and long, fourth and about 20, and so they're going to punt it away, and Dye is back deep to our left to receive. Punt from Brannigan is going to go high in the air and take a good Delhi bounce down to about the 37-yard line. So UV going left to right. That's where they're going to start with 2 minutes to go in the half here, Tim, with the Storm leading the Bulldogs 6-2.
We're at the two-minute warning.
Yeah.
Yeah, two-minute warning here in Delhi.
It's like we timed it.
Absolutely nice day here. Gorgeous.
And we'll have plenty of more coverage here of local sports today on CDO after this contest. We headed up to the finals of the Mayor's Cup tournament in Stamford, where we'll see some more Delhi teams, the boys and the girls, facing off against South Courtright. The boys at 6 o'clock and the girls at 8 o'clock. We'll be having some Twitter coverage of that. And if you want to see what those scores are later tonight, just go to WCDOsports.com. We'll have those posted there for you. So big day of local sports here ahead. Direct snap to Sterone on first and 10. He'll easily pick up about 4 yards as he just put his head down and went forward all the way up to about the 40-yard line. Tim, interesting thought here.
Mm-hmm.
Your UV, you got the lead. Time is ticking. We had the same scenario with Unitigo last night. Do you kind of just get into the halftime break and you're happy? You take some chances.
And you're getting the ball.
And you're getting the ball.
And you're getting the ball to start the second half. So, you know, you're in a dangerous part of the field. You know, I don't think you're really risky, but you know what? They want to win this game just as bad as Delhi does. So you know what? You may see some fireworks here.
Second and 7. Minute 20 to go before the halftime break. UV going left to right. Here is Sterone in the shotgun, and he's going to hand one off. And to the left side they go. Nice run, 45. Cut back up to the 50 and diving forward. Great play there by Caleb Simons. And he is into Delhi territory with 1:09 to go.
And the clock will stop while the ball is set and the chains are set. And as soon as that is done, they will wind the clock. And UV cannot stop the clock other than getting out of bounds or incomplete pass.
UV with no more timeouts. Clock is running. We hit a minute to go. The ball at midfield as they go left to right. Direct snap here to Sterone. Gets to the edge, right side, 45, and all the way up to about the 41. And I just love how UV, every time that they're about to go down, they try to reach out as far as they can to pick up that extra yard.
Yeah,
or two.
He's going to finish the runs, but that was a nice play by the cornerback, number 6, Gillespie, with a nice tackle on that play.
Clock still running. UV sets it up. They get the snap off. They go to Sterone. Flag on the play. Sterone to the outside, to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20, down to the 15 before he's knocked out of bounds. But we'll see if this one comes back here for the Storm.
Great, nice little reverse of the field and a fantastic cut, but there is a flag in the backfield, and it was thrown by the referee, I believe, so I'm thinking we're seeing holding.
28 seconds to go in the half. UV leading Delhi 6-2. Great run by Sterone, but will it be coming back here? So that flag was thrown by the referee, as you said, Tim. And we'll see what the call is here.
They are talking to Delhi. He is talking to the Delhi Bulldogs, so I'm pretty sure it is against UV. It is holding against UV.
A holding call. So that's a nice run, which would have taken them down to about the 15-yard line, is negated.
And then that does change your, you know, your philosophy of what you're going to do, because you've got them all the way down. You flip the field, and even if you, you know, you can even pass there because you need to stop the clock at some point in time. But also you have the play where you can go up and clock the ball, you know, to stop the clock as well.
Ball would have been at the 15. Instead, it's back at midfield. 20 seconds to go, and UV seems to be in no hurry here. So this clock might just run out before they can get a playoff. They do break the huddle. 10 seconds to go, still running here. We'll see if UV can get one final playoff. Clock is down to 5 seconds now. Sterone will look over, and we're going to have a whistle here from the officials with 4 seconds left. Now they're going to restart it, and they're not going to be able to get one off here. That's going to do it. 6-2 the score. That's going to be our halftime score. UV unable to get that last playoff there, Tim.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. It looked like they were going to get the playoff, and then all of a sudden the official on the far side of the field blew the whistle, stopped the clock. The referee didn't like what he saw, so he kept whined the clock, and that's what happened, and there was no play at the end of the half. So we go into halftime here.
Yeah, the UV coaching staff, I think, wants an explanation on that one as they come out to midfield to talk with the officiating crew. But nothing you can do now. This is our halftime score with UV leading Delhi 6-2. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report coming up. Again, the halftime score here live from Delaware Academy. It's the UV Storm 6, the Delhi Bulldogs 2. We'll be right back here on CDO.